Hey guys, thanks for downloading the podcast. This is just a little podcast. It's a little pilot show. It does explain everything in a minute. Just a little pilot show I've done for like Reach and Air, which is basically a game show. Any feedback on it is greatly received. At Jason Flavel on Twitter or on my Facebook, search for Jason Flavel on the radio, or just like Twitter and ask for it, and I'll link you up. That's about it, really. Enjoy, have a listen, and let me know. Bye. Hello. Jazz Flavel with you on Reach and Air. Not sure what time it is, or what day it is for that matter. Because we're pre-recorded, this is like a little pilot show for my new game. He wants to be a Reachillionaire. And playing with me today is Will.
Hello.
He's being my little guinea pig. Now, normally we'll be playing this like with people over Skype. Or we'll get people in, or we'll take it on tour to people's studios. Anyone wants to get involved? Now, normally, as the questions are going, I've just come up with this idea in my head. As the questions are going, if we was doing it live, I'd get the audience to answer the questions as well. And when it comes to ask the audience, we'll just read out all the answers, what people are saying. Is that genius?
It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant.
See? This is like the pilot episode. So let's explain the rules. We'll be reading out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions. Are you with it so far?
Yep.
Seven questions. Each one, you'll either win or lose. You get 4 answers. Only one of them answers. Oh, 2 seconds. Only one of them answers will be correct. Of course, as normal, you do have your lifelines. You have your phone a friend, 50-50, and ask the audience. We're not sure how it all worked today, but you will get it, if you need it. And obviously when time's up, you'll get your time up and whatever. So are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
Right then. For the record, prizes will be like daft things. Like, you get to choose 3 songs in a row for like getting so far. But the ultimate prize will either be a CD or pizza paid for by me.
Very nice. Can't wait.
But you don't win nothing.
Oh.
You're just... you'll win nothing. Sorry. Anyway, on for the questions. Question number 1. What might an electrician lay? Tables, labels, cables, or stables?
I think that's cables.
Is that C, cables?
Yep.
That's correct.
Yes.
Technical error. Right then. You ready for £2,000?
Yep. I'm ready.
Sorry, I cut you off a bit there. This is a pilot episode. We are pre-recorded, so please don't answer none of the questions. Ah, touchscreen isn't working. Right, there we go. There we are. Sticky fingers. We've just had kebab. Just to let you know. Did you enjoy your kebab?
Yeah, it was lovely.
There we go. Right then. Question number 2. Where do you proverbially wear your art if you were to show your true feelings? A, on your collar. B, on your lapel. C, on your cuff. Or D, on your sleeve.
On your sleeve.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
How confident are you?
100%.
Well, you're right to be. She just won the second one. And we're going to go into a break. It's brilliant. We've got everything. It is genius. And the song is, of course, Ollie Mayer's... Ollie Mayer's on Reaching Out and Art on My Sleeve. It's Jazz Flavor with you. For Who Wants to Be a Reach Illionaire? The pilot. And we're back. So before the break, we had Mr. William Jones here.
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
Go on. So, hello?
There we go. And he got to the second question. And we're going to carry on playing. If my touchscreen works. I think that's his mouse. Right then. Right then. Feeling confident?
Very.
You've still got all three lifelines.
Brilliant, yep.
I don't know if to make you use them or not. Because we've only got four questions. One, two, three, four. Five questions left.
I'm feeling confident.
Am you? I'll change that. Right then, next question. Someone with a disreputable character is often referred to as a bad what? Is it A, sausage? B, egg? C, bacon? Or D, bean?
I think I'm going to have to ask the audience on this one.
You would say that, wouldn't you? Right then, audience. I don't know if this is going to work, but we'll need your help. At this point, I'd be looking for everyone's answers who sent them in via the instant message. We are pre-recorded, so don't do it now. Facebook, Twitter and text. Do you know the answer, by the way?
I might do.
Okay. Someone's playing properly. Oh, what they said, right. What were the answers? 2% say sausage, 93% say egg. That makes five. 3% say bacon, 2% say bean. What are you saying? Are you going to go with the audience?
I'm not sure. This could be a trick question, this one.
The audience against you want you to lose? 97% of them?
Could do.
Or whatever I said.
I think I'm going to go with egg.
Egg?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
I think so, yep. Yep, definitely egg.
You sure?
Positive.
You're the winner!
Hey!
Let's play for the next question. Oh, we're getting serious now. Oof. Do you know what I love about all these beds? It starts from... Why is that finger not working? It starts from quite low. Gets higher. Gets higher. Gets higher. But no, we're not there. We're there. Sorry. I need to find another question now. Oh, I got one on my own. Right. The next question. In what country would you be greeted with the word bonjour? It's very difficult. Is it A, Italy, B, France, C, Spain, or D, Wales?
I think I'm going to go for B, Jace.
B, France.
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Yep, that's my final answer.
Do Fine days after the break. It's what I do best.
You're listening to Jason Flavel, playing the best songs on the radio.
You know, it's your boy Flo Rida. You spin my head right round, right round. Check it out, man, it's your boy Akon.
Hi, I'm Rihanna.
Check out this station. Check in to the latest tunes. Be the DJ. Reach on air.
Even though the dancing's done, don't worry, cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. Someone hold the sun right back, cause we want this night to last. Smoke games are slow and rainbows have to glow. We're ready for the afterglow. Lights and action, strong attraction, afterglow. We're ready for the afterglow. Even though the dancing's done, don't worry, cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. Someone hold the sun right back, cause we want this night to last. Smoke games are slow and rainbows have to glow. We're ready for the afterglow. Lights and action, strong attraction, afterglow. We're ready for the afterglow.
Original and exclusive programming with personality only on Reach On Air.
Hey, Peter Griffin here, and you're listening to Jason Flavel. He's rather good, you know.
Get out my head.
Jason Flavel.
Get out my head. Oh, you just don't know how much I messed up my flow. How much I messed up my flow. So high. Get out my head.
Jazz Flavor with you on Reaching Out. I haven't got a clue what time it is, what date it is, or anything.
You got to get.
Because we are pre-recorded before the break. Oh, let me just come out to the break. Welcome back to Who Wants to Be a Reaching In Air. Give me some claps, please. Okay, that's enough of that. before the break, we had Mr. William Jones here.
Hello.
Who has answered 3 questions right, or 4? 4, isn't
he? 4, yeah.
4, and he's now 3 questions away for the big prize. Let's play. Let's play. There we go. Oh, we're tense now. Yeah, that's right. We tend. Let me see the questions back up. I got one. Right. This is only a pilot. We're not actually playing for anything. So, this is just a little test. Yeah, it's received. This is the first time we've run it through. I only came up with the idea about an hour or two ago. So, yeah. Okay, your next question. Have you found it a bit easy so far?
It's been alright. Not too bad.
Now we're going to change it up a little bit. What is French for king? Is it Kaiser? Is it Duck? Is it Herzog? Or is it Roy? Spelled R-O-Y.
I think I'm going to have to go 50-50 on this one.
50-50?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, computer. Take away. What have I got to do? I'm not sure. take away 2 correct answers and 2... No, take away 2 wrong answers and leave 1 correct answer and the 1 remaining wrong answer. Oh, it's left your weave. A, Geiger, or D, Roy. Oh, no, wrong one.
It's difficult, this one. I'm not really sure on this one.
You've still got your phone a friend. It will be me putting on a funny voice.
I I think it might be Roy, but I'm not sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if to take a gamble on it or not.
Phone a friend's valuable if you need it. What are you saying?
I think I'm going to take a chance on Roy.
You're going to take a chance?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that your final answer?
I think so, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a chance on it.
D, Roy? Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, that's correct.
Oh.
You are now 2 questions away from winning the big money. Let's play. It's getting higher and higher. So you're taking the pressure.
That last one, it had me then.
Well, now I need to try and look for a different one, which I've just found. They're going to get harder and harder. It's pointless trying to look for the answer because I've just covered it. I saw what you was doing.
It's worth a try.
Are you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
Which is a shipping forecast area in the North Sea? Is it A, Norwegian Munchk? Is it D, B, Danish Chew? Is it C, German Bite? Or is it D, Dutch Nibbling?
It's another difficult one, this one is.
It is.
I'm not really sure on this one.
You've still got your phone a friend?
I think I might have to use that phone a friend.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah. It's a difficult one, this one.
Let me just set that up then. And who would you like to call?
I think I'll call my friend Bob.
Bob?
Yep.
Right then. Oh dear. Oh dear. Right then. Let's see what happens. Let's see what Whoa, what's going on here? Let's get some of this. Sorry, we're back. Right. He's answered. Right. You should be interested. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, yeah. Bob.
No, he's speaking to me, not you. He'll be speaking to me, not you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Bob. Hello, is that Bob?
Yeah, it's me, Bob.
Bob. Oh, what is going on? Right, so you got Willie.
Willie,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, turn on.
Turn on my name.
I'm speaking for this one, am I? this is confusing. We've got Willie, he's on, he wants to be in Reach on Air. Legally different from the ICV game show. And he's stuck in a question. You're going to speak to Will in a minute. He's got 30 seconds to give you the question, the answers, and you've got to give a reply. Is that all right?
Oh, yes, that's, fine.
Yeah, you got a nice voice for Bob.
Right.
Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah? Right. Your 30 seconds begin now.
Right, Bob, I'm stuck on this question. It's which is shipping forecast area?
No, when the ticking starts. No.
Which is a shipping forecast area in the North Sea? Is it Norwegian Munch, Danish Chew, German Bite, or Dutch Nibbling?
If I'm honest, I haven't got a clue.
If I was to take a guess, I would say German
Bite.
I think.
Yep, so they...
Oh, he's gone. German Bite, he's saying. That was a mess.
he don't seem convincing.
No?
You are 100%. But I think that's the best solution I've got. I'm going to go with German Bite.
Is that your final answer?
Yep, that's it. Final answer.
But do you think it could have been anything else?
I don't know. I wasn't sure on this one. Bob won't convince me either.
Well, I can tell you. He was correct.
Cheers, Bob.
What a surprise. And we play an A for £1 million. Keep attention, music. Are you okay?
Bit nervous on this one. Last couple have been a bit difficult.
You've used all your lifelines.
Oh dear.
Oh, this will be interesting. I got it one. If you just said the answer to it, probably. Right. Which of these first came... Oh, this is easy. I've got to go with it anyway. Which of these first came on the market in 1937? Is it A, Posh Spice? Is it B, Scary Spice? Is it C, Baby Spice? Or is it D, Old Spice?
This, I'm struggling again with this one. Bob wouldn't know this one.
Would he?
Yeah, he's pretty good with his market research and history and stuff.
And as a massive Spice Girls fan, I bet he would have known that as well.
Yeah, it's very difficult this one.
What are you saying? It's tense times.
Not sure.
If you're listening at home, this is like just a little pilot of who wants to be a reach really on air. Normally it'll be done live, but we're just testing to see how it goes, and we're going to put it out, see what people think.
I think I'm going to have to take another chance on this one.
You can
again.
Walk away. I forgot to say, you can walk away.
No.
No?
I'm so close to getting this kebab.
Is it a kebab now? Normally the prize will be like CDs or pizzas and stuff like that.
Pizza. I'm so close to this pizza.
You don't like pizza?
Shh.
Kebab?
Yeah.
All substitute for a kebab.
That'll do. Just got to try and get this question right. I think I'm going to take a gamble. I'm going to go Posh Spice. So close to winning this.
You think Posh Spice?
Yeah.
Came on the market in 1937.
Yep.
From the Scary Spice, Baby Spice, and Old Spice.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
Are you sure?
I'm so close to winning this. Got to be the right one.
Is that your final answer?
Yep, that's my final answer. Fingers crossed.
A lot of people think differently on the text, which are non-existent. I'm afraid it's the wrong answer. Right at the very end. Right, how long have we gone? Right. No, no, no. How long have we gone? See if we can get another game in. Oh, hello. Someone's interested. I'm only half hour in. Can fit another one in.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Right then. Join us after the break.
Jason Flavor.
That was terrible. Hold on, let me just read. Forget it. Nothing we can do but play cups and rubbers. Cups and rubbers.
We want a revolution and we're paying for your blood. We're laying down the law and your name's mud. You like to be a member of the human race. You want to be a good boy, but you couldn't stand a taste. Play Simon, 'cause he said you got two lives down. You can think better with a hole in your head. Oh, you
need you more again. Matching on the spot when you should have made amends. You say you fight for us, cross your heart and hope to die. You're a bully in the playground and we'll hang you out to dry. Blame Simon, cause he said you got two lives down, one life left.
We're going to cut this short a little bit. She does pointlessly go on at this point. So we'll fade that down. And now into this.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if
Pharrell Williams and Happy. Yeah, I'm reaching out. Because we haven't heard that song enough, have we?
No, no.
It's not like it's been on every radio station, every advert, all the time, everywhere you go. You can't hear it at all. Anyway, welcome back. If he wants to be a reaching, you know, and our contestant now is... Will from Willno.
Hello, Jace.
Will from Willno. I'm Will from Willno. Oh, Will from Willno. Oh, let's ditch that. That's annoying. Right. Ooh. Boom, 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 boom. Sorry, I'm just playing all the jingles there. Right, let's get into it. Sorry. So, what did you think about your £1 million loss of the last one?
I was absolutely gutted. Got that far.
Well, now you can try and do it all over again. Right then, first question. Which salad dressing is named after a group of islands in the St. Lawrence River? Is it the 10 Island, 100 Island, 1000 Island, or Million Island?
1000 Island.
Are you sure?
Yep, positive.
You're the winner! Well done.
Thank you.
I've got to find another question there. According to the nursery rhyme, you shall have a fishy when what comes in? A, the tide. B, the boat. C, the wife. Or D, the oars.
The boat.
Are you sure? Oh, what's going on here? Is that your final answer?
Yep, 100%.
You win! I'm rushing because I don't know how much time we've got left. Let's pull that across. Oh god, we still got 20 minutes or so. Just under 20 minutes. Time for a couple more songs in a minute. Right. Another question. I should have had this planned. Ooh. Ah. In which board game... Are you looking at the answer?
No.
In which board game do players move around the board, eliminating suspects from their list? Is it A, Scrabble? B, Trivial Pursuit? C, Monopoly? Or D, Cluedo?
Can you repeat the question, please?
I'm laughing. In which board game do players move around the board, eliminating suspects from their list? A, Scrabble? B, Trivial Pursuit? C, Monopoly? D, Cluedo?
Cluedo.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Look at that! Oops, sorry. Where am I? There. Just saw the next question. Seamless. Absolutely seamless. Right. You enjoying it?
Yeah.
We're getting through it a lot quicker this time.
Definitely.
We need to slow down a bit. Right then. This might throw you off a little bit. An achievement to be proud of is a what in one's cap? Is it A, quill? B, wing? C, plume? Or D, feather?
This one's got me, this one has.
Thought so.
this one's a very tricky one.
You've still got all three lifelines. You've still got your... Phone a friend? 50-50? Or ask the audience?
I think I might have to use one of them this time.
Yeah?
It's got me, this one. I think I'm going to have to ask the audience.
That's the audience. Brilliant. Alright then, audience, on your keypads. At this point, normally, as I explained in the last game, if you missed it, as we're playing along live with someone, we are pre-recording now, so don't do this. I'll say, as I'm answering the questions, I'll ask people at home to ask them as well. We'll have extra prizes for people at home, like spot prizes. And for us, the audience, I'll just read out all the answers, what people have sent in, and the contestant can say what they want from that. At 100%. Oh, no, it's not 100%. Oh, this is going to be tricky. 49% of people have said quill. 2% of people have said wing. 1% of people have said plume. And 47% have said feather.
It seems like nearly 50-50, doesn't it?
50-50 between quill and feather. Yeah. You've got 50-50 and see if it eliminates one of them?
No.
No?
I think I'll save them. Try and save them up. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to take a gamble on Quill.
Stephen Gamble?
No, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for Quill.
You're going to go for Quill?
Yeah, it could be feather. I'm not sure. I'm going to go for Quill.
Are you sure you don't want another lifeline?
I'll use a 50-50.
Go 50-50, on. Right.
Force me.
Computer, take away two wrong answers, leaving one right answer, and the one remaining wrong answer. It's left you with A, quill, and D, feather. I'm joking. It's left you with C, plume, and D, feather.
I'm going to go with feather then. I'm definitely going to go with feather.
Definitely going to go with feather.
Good job you used that 50-50.
It was a good job, yeah.
I'm going to go with feather.
It's not fixed. Is that your final answer?
Yep. It's my final answer.
5 days after the break.
Hey, brother. Know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. There's nothing in this world.
20 Worlds Apart. And before that was Hey Brother and Avicii. It's Who Wants to Be a Rich Millionaire? Or whatever it was. And we left you with a final answer, don't we? We did. Right. You said... Sorry. Hello?
Hello? There we go. I'm back.
you said Feather.
I did.
After a 50-50.
And that's the audience.
And he was correct. I didn't think we had this much time. We really haven't got much time left. I didn't realise what time it was. Right, next question. Which of these is a three-stringed musical instrument? Balaclava? Balatello? Balalaki? Or Balachain? Still got your phone a friend. Take your time. Phone a friend? Okay, no problem. We run out of time, sorry. We need to be quick. Phone a friend. Right. Who are you calling?
Jimmy, I think.
Jimmy, right. Quick, Jimmy. There you go, Jimmy. Right.
Hello.
Hello, Jimmy, is that you?
Yeah.
I forgot to report. Hello.
Hello.
We're in a rush, so... Will's going to read out the question in a minute. Go.
Which of these is a three-stringed musical instrument? Is it balaclava?
Balatello.
Balatello. Balakaya. Or Balanchine?
I think the answer is Balalaki. Are you sure? No, sorry.
Are you sure, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, that's him gone. Right, what are you saying, Balalaki?
Yeah, please. I'm going to go with Balalaki.
Balalaki? Is that your final answer?
100%.
We've got literally a couple of minutes. It's correct! Let's play for £1 million. Right, £1 million question. Oh, yes, this is a good one. Oh, and I haven't got it. Damn. Go away, you're looking at the answers here. We've literally got less than a minute, right? Robbie Williams was once a member of which of these? Ouch, Take That, Wham, or Biff?
That's Take That. Take That, 100%.
Is that your final answer?
1000%.
Dramatic or what? This is what it would have sounded like if you lost. You don't hear them very often. Bye. Sorry, that last bit was a bit rushed. We really didn't realise what time was and we've got like 30 seconds left. I was going to play a song and everything. But anyway, that calls time on our little game. Thanks for listening. It was just like a little trial run, a pilot. Let me know what you think on the Facebook or Twitter or whatever. You can follow me on Twitter, at Jason Flavel. Or time up. Or Facebook, just for search for Jason Flavel on the radio. That last bit was a bit rushed. I'm sorry about that. But hopefully people will be playing live. So, it's bye from me.
See ya.
Yeah, bye.